Good morning. What a morning. Andrew Little's cancelled scheduled interviews this morning. It's being reported there's a possible vote of no confidence on the way. It is what is being billed as a caucus showdown. As of yesterday, he said he was staying. He said he had talked to the party, had the backing of Ardern and Grant Robertson.
We had a conversation up about the polls, and I just reinforced with Andrew that he had my full support.
Andrew's a very capable person. You know, he's spent his entire working life for working people, making sure that they get a fair deal. We've got to support him and get all of Labor's messages out.
So we've got three polls now, and they're all over the place for various parties. The consistent factor, though, is Labor. They're at 23 or 24, which is a dog's breakfast. Political editor Barry Soap is with us on this. Barry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
What do we know for sure? Is a vote on?
Well, look, it's entirely over to Andrew Little. When he goes into the caucus today, he's got to decide on that. Don't forget, Mike, at the moment, they've got that three-month window that's before the election where they don't have to involve that cumbersome party union process on selecting a leader. So the caucus can change the leader today quite easily. My view is if one puts up their hand, like Jacinda Ardern, for example, and she's got no appetite for it, then others will follow suit. So you'll see Grant Robertson, Phil Twyford and Stu Nash. So it'll be all over the place. It'll be a dog's breakfast if they decide to change the leader. But as I say, it's entirely over to Andrew Little. He's got to make the decision.
Could it work for him? In other words, could he go, righto, let's get this out of the way, vote of confidence, yes or no, they vote, they back him, and that puts this one to bed for him?
Oh, I think that's entirely possible, Mike. And I think people have to remember that even though Labor's polling is very low, no doubt about that, they still, with Winston Peters, could form a government, as ironic as that may sound, given that Nationals voters largely holding up, but it's got no support partners.
That's the part I've not understood. So at all points, depending on whether what polls you look at, and they are a bit all over the place, but if you argue that this is going to be a close-run thing, which it was always going to be the same way the last one was, the one before that, what was going through Little's mind to create this?
Well, you know, I think he was absolutely silly to go public and say that he talked to some of the senior colleagues. And maybe he was looking for the sympathy vote, but to say that he had offered his resignation, they saw their own internal polling. There was an overnight poll that showed them even lower than the 23% that their own polling generally showed them. It was just over 20%. People tend to forget, too, back in 2002, the National Party only got 20% of the vote and came back 3 years later and almost knocked Helen Clark off the turf.
Exactly. Let's run through the three if they decide to go. I don't see Jacinda Ardern, A, wanting it or even putting a name forward. Is that fair?
I think you're absolutely right there.
Okay, Phil Twyford, he would be a disaster, wouldn't he?
Well, look, he's been very enthusiastic in the housing area and he's very articulate. He's about the right age, 53. You know, he could be reasonably effective, but yeah, I don't think he's really a strong option either.
And Stuart Nash, what chance, given he's a bit of a maverick and an outsider, but old Labour in many respects, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a centrist politician and much more to the centre than what Andrew Little would anyway resemble. So, you know, if he could get the support of his caucus, and that's by no means certain, yeah. You know, he would have a go. He would certainly put up his hand today if there was a contest. But Grant Robertson, don't forget, he's by far and away the most popular man in the caucus,
as
previous leadership votes have shown. But
if
if
Little's a problem, I mean, is Robertson the answer, really?
No. Yeah. No, I don't think he is. And I think you'll probably see the end of the day that Andrew Little will come out, as you say, and bury the leadership, certainly this side of the election anyway.
Good to talk to you, Barry Soap. Another great day in politics. Who thought it would start this early in the election cycle, eh?